Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
3 years after Myanmar's military overturned the country's democratically elected government and detained its leaders, the country is struggling under a multifaceted crisis, according to the United Nations. The situation in Myanmar presents a growing threat to international security, particularly for those in the Indo-Pacific, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood. The United States would like to draw attention to 3 issues that are contributing to that threat.
First, in the past 5 months, the Myanmar military airstrikes on civilians have increased fivefold. Between November 2023 and early March 2024, the military carried out 588 airstrikes across Myanmar, 34% of which have harmed civilians. This is in addition to the airstrikes, shelling, and arson by the regime that have destroyed homes, schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship since the military illegally took power 3 years ago.
The United States, said Ambassador Wood, calls on the UN Security Council to impede Myanmar's ability to conduct airstrikes by restricting the military's access to jet fuel. Second, said Ambassador Wood, unexploded ordnance from years of conflict and the increasing use of landmines by all sides of Myanmar's conflict have led to the nation becoming one of the most explosive contaminated countries in the world.
An average of 3 people are killed or injured every day by landmines and unexploded ordnance in Myanmar, compounding an already tragic situation. UNICEF reported that the number of civilian casualties from landmines and explosive remnants of war more than doubled in the last year.
Without a comprehensive approach and global action, the number of victims of these appalling circumstances will grow each year for decades to come. We urge all stakeholders in Myanmar to immediately allow demining and clearing of unexploded ordnance, said Mr. Wood. Finally, humanitarian assistance to the vulnerable people in Myanmar must increase, he said.
The United States has contributed nearly $2.4 billion since 2017 in response to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar, Bangladesh, and the region. We strongly appeal to other donors to increase support for these critical humanitarian response plans.
Funding is important, but it only makes a difference if humanitarians can access those in need, said Ambassador Wood. We therefore urge that humanitarian actors be granted unhindered access and that appropriate steps be taken to ensure the independence, safety, and security of humanitarian and medical personnel.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.